1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Early voting is over. Same-day voting is on Tuesday in Georgia, where the Senate race was not resolved on Election Day last month.
As the candidates enter the home stretch, Georgia Senator Raphael Warnock urged Democrats to get out and vote in Tuesday's runoff election. Warnock and GOP challenger Herschel Walker are in a heated battle for a vacant seat that neither candidate won in November's midterm election.
That is correspondent Christian Benavides now on the national political scene.
It's a winning weekend for President Biden, signing a bipartisan bill into law Friday, preventing a nationwide rail strike that would have knocked the U.S. economy off track.
It was the right thing to do at the moment, to save jobs, to protect millions of working families from harm and disruption, and to keep supply chains stable around the holidays.
Also Friday, the Labor Department released better-than-expected jobs numbers, with the U.S. adding 263,000 jobs.
Correspondent Skylar Henry, Mr. Biden's predecessor is in the news tonight as well, ex-President Trump drawing wide criticism for a social media post calling for his restoration to the presidency and suspending the U.S. Constitution to make that happen. Overseas and the latest on Russia's nearly 10-month-old invasion of its neighbor.
The Ukrainian flag flies once again over the liberated village of Chernobyvka. Dudor Ihor is the village mayor.
What was it like for you to come back to a village that you were born in?
It all happened so suddenly, he says. We still can't believe we've been liberated. Chernobyvka and its nearby airfield were captured after the start of Russia's invasion and quickly became not only one of the most important battlefields, but also a potent symbol of Ukrainian resistance.
Correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab. Back here, an express shipping company driver is charged with kidnapping and murdering a 7-year-old girl who had been missing earlier this week in North Texas.
7-year-old Athena Strand disappeared from her family's driveway in Paradise, Texas, Wednesday, about 40 miles northwest of Fort Worth. Her dead body was found 6 miles away on Friday. Wise County Sheriff Lane Aiken.
It hurts our hearts to know that that child died, so much so that she is on her way now to the medical examiner's office, and there's a Texas Ranger in front of her, and there's a Texas Ranger behind her.
31-year-old FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Horner confessed to abducting and killing Athena. He was delivering a package to her family's home. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
In sports, the U.S. run in soccer's World Cup is over after an elimination loss to the Netherlands 3-1. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 10 above. Overnight, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 33. Chance of snow. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 24. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow night through Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Yeah. So squeeze it. This is Sean Anthony Brown from Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
See the fever, talk about power, talk about people. That is why you're listening to Essential Last Crack here on Max and Kevy. Back 1994, after Butto left Last Crack, they put out a new album with Sean Anthony Brown on vocals. And that's what you were just listening to, two songs from that album. That was Why. And before that, Squeeze It. That was kind of the cassette single at that time, 1994. And I actually was lucky enough to do the artwork and the booklet for that CD and went on tour with the band over to Europe. And they came back and it didn't last very long before the band ended up splitting up. But that was their third album called Run Head Start Screaming. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max and Kevy. We're going to keep this going with a little throwback. This is Cobb's Web, an old Madison band from the 90s, let's say. This is called Obsidian.
Thank you. This is Fang von Rathenstein from the Lords of the Trident. And you're listening to the only radio station that I listen to before I go into battle. Maxinc Radio. Radio for the people.
Wax Inc. Radio.
For the people.
Radio for the people.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
This is Robert Halstead from Sky Road Fly, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
For the people.
Yeah.
Just Got Paid. That is Wausau's 21 Tombstone from their 2020 album, Year of the Jackalope. And that's funny. Jackalope, you don't see that too often. Jackalope is a combination of a rabbit and an antelope. So it's a rabbit and it has like deer horns. Pretty interesting. You only see them, I think, in South Dakota. Let's keep it going here on Max Inc. Heavy, brand new. This is from Go Play God. This is Weight and Salt. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here with you till midnight.
For the people.
To be judged for the Lord you serve. How are you on to Christ?
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Nobody thought I turned out like this. I've had a lifetime to learn my lesson, but I never quite got the message. So I drive all night. It's alright if I just make it out of here alive. So when I fall down,
You are listening to Fault Rise. That's all of this. Before that, Voice of Addiction, Shinigami, and Flying Fuzz, Disciple of Doom. You are listening to Max and Kevy. I am Rocker. I am near done for the night. We'll see you the 17th. I will be.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen
Fry. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 a.m. and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.